Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks so much for staying with us. I do want to remind you of our show, and that is from 6 to 8 every Saturday, and we are so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. We are the brighter side of live with the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Great, great. And Tom, how's everything going?
Everything's great over here, Kim. Another beautiful Saturday morning.
There you go. There you go. I do want to remind everybody from 2 to 3, we're going to be talking about our recovery, and that is the brighter side of recovery. And that is about anything that you are waking up to in life. And it's just about the brighter side. So we hope that you'll stay with us and join us back again from 2 to 3 here. Also, in our studio today, we've got Angela May and Cindy Schoonmaker, and we're going to be talking about the Ojai Wine Festival. Angela May is in charge of that. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And Cindy is from Whole Foods, one of my favorite places right here in the collections, and you guys are going to be actually serving at the VIP lounge, right?
We sure are.
I can't wait to hear all the good stuff.
I know. I love Whole Foods, and I love wine. So really, this is a win-win.
There you go. That's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, our next guest after that is Germaine Kent. And we're going to be talking about her book, the author of You Are What You Tweet. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that. I do want to remind you that we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. And
Our newsletter. It's a great calendar for what's going on in the 805 as well.
Yeah. And not only that, you can click on to everybody's websites. You can find out what's happening. We really are doing a good job. I have to say thank you to my team and my assistant, Jamie and Taylor, and all the people that are helping us in the back of our show here. So I do want to say a thank you to them. And we're really getting involved in everything that's going on out there. So we thank everybody out there for letting us be a part of our show. All of our sponsors and advertisers out there, we can't thank them enough, because that's who makes us who we are, and of course, our listeners. So I do want to remind you, we have a new phone number, not a new phone number, we have a different phone number than the other shows do, and that is so we can get in touch with you. I'd love to find out who you are. And
we love to hear what you think of us, too. You know, what you think of the show.
If we're doing a good job, if we're getting our points across. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, you can listen to all of our shows. We have them all on our podcast, and that is all on your smartphone. Just go into podcast and then pull up the Kim Pagano Show, and you can take us wherever you want to go.
Wherever you're going this summer, you will not miss any of our shows with our podcast.
There you go. And those are all downloaded an hour after they play. So with that, there's no reason that you can't win or be a part of our show or all our great events that we have going on. And so I would love to share all those with you. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our great gifts?
In this hour, we have breakfast for two at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut, also the Urbane Cafe, a gift certificate there. How about the Rubicon Theater Company presentation of Other Desert Cities? We chatted with those people in the first hour. A great play, always the best at the Rubicon Theater. Tower to Tower, if you're into a stair climb, you go up and down the Brown Tower and all the way up the Glass Tower. It's only once a year that the general population can go up on top of that beautiful Topa Tower, and you can do that with the Tower to Tower, which is happening June 6th. June 7th, the Casa Pacific Wine and Food and Brew Festival. That's happening at Cal State Channel Islands, and we have tickets for that along with Circus Vargas. The Big Circus is back at the Earl Warren Showgrounds running June 11th to the 15th. A little swing music for you, summer swing from the big band Dance Sounds with Donna Green doing the vocals and Smitty West and the Remington Graham Orchestra. We also have tickets for the 29th annual Ojai Wine Festival, and that's noon to 4 at beautiful Lake Casitas.
There you go. And that is all of our stuff that we have. So let's just start off right now. And how about some Urbane Cafe gift certificate? And that is, go check there. They got locations all over. They're popping up everywhere. And so again, the phone number here is for you to call in right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. Just leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. So let's start our show. Angela May, thank you so much for joining us here today. Tell us a little bit about all the work you've been doing and the Ojai Wine Festival.
Well, the Ojai Wine Festival is the major fundraiser for the Rotary Club of Ojai West Foundation. And all the funds go to many different causes locally and internationally. We specifically like to give money towards educational purposes for schools, local schools, hospitals. There's a ton of different local
things that you're, yeah,
that
yeah, I love
for.
It. It's great because all these organizations, you guys have all found a way to give back and have fun at the same time. That's what this is all about.
And Rotary is a great organization. They really touch different lives throughout the community, all different levels of people.
Yes, they do. We have specifically at the lake, we have a field trip that is for school age students, and it teaches about the science and how the lake began and the importance of our drinking water, which is a huge thing right now.
It's a huge thing. Yeah. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking about the 29th annual Ojai Wine Festival. That is Sunday, June 14th. Mark that on your calendar. It's from 12 to 4, and it's at Lake Casitas, a recreational area. I mean, you couldn't have picked a better place. I mean, and you even have boat rides out there, right?
Yes, we do. Actually, we use the same boat that we use for the field trips. And it's about a 15-minute ride on the lake. It's really fun.
How fun.
That's
where
really
do I sign
fun.
Up? I can't wait. So, okay, so for everybody that's that wants to go, of course, we've got a couple pairs of tickets that we can give away here. And, of course, let's open up the phone lines right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Tell us about that day.
Well, it starts at 12 and runs until 4 p.m., early entry for VIPs at 11:30, and it's really a fun event. There is about 60 wineries that are participating.
That's a lot of wineries.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
great.
About 250 different kinds of wines to choose from, so you've got a lot to choose from there. And we also have the VIP lounge, which is a fantastic fun area. It's a special admission ticket.
Okay.
And in that area, we have Whole Foods and La Puebla Tavola and Socorro Ojai serving food in there. And we have some breweries, Stella Artois.
Oh, okay, I love that.
Pooh Garden.
Yeah.
Stella Cidre, which is their cider.
Yes.
And we have Ventura Spirits there, serving their distilled spirits and cocktails. And we have tequila Los Tres Toños. And we also have four fantastic wineries, Gamey Vineyard, Zacha Mesa, Ascension Cellars, and Falcone Family Wines, which is out of Paso Robles.
Wow, you guys did some local wineries as well. I love it. Okay, so VIP tickets, for anybody that doesn't win them, they're $120, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's pre-sale. They got to get them like ASAP, correct?
That's right.
And if they wait, then they're $150, correct?
And that's only if we don't sell out.
That's the problem.
People love VIP, so I bet that goes really fast. So we've got to get the phone right away and get those tickets.
Yeah. Where do they get their tickets?
They can buy them online at ohiowinefestival.com, or locally they can go to Reed's Appliances in Ventura or Santa Barbara, or the Attitude Adjustment Shop in Ojai at the Y intersection.
The Attitude Adjustment Shop. I love that. What do they do there? What is the Attitude? Is it a massage? Is it a...
Oh, I wish.
I know. What is the Attitude? That's funny.
They sell wines, beers, liquors.
Oh, that's the Attitude Adjustment. Okay, I like it.
They also have a mail area where you can, like a postage place.
Oh, okay.
Place.
So like a P.O. box kind of a thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very cool. Get a little wine.
Mail your money to your pants.
It's all good. Yeah. Anyways, I am so glad that you are all here joining us today. And of course, we've been here from 6 o'clock. We are 6 to 8, and it's all about the brighter side. We're so glad Angela May and Cindy Schoonmaker are here. And Cindy, tell us a little bit about Whole Foods. First of all, Whole Foods is one of my favorite places. But not only that, the collections in Oxnard made it amazing. I mean, there's just so much to see and do there.
That is a beautiful store. I have to say, it's a beautiful store.
Yeah, so tell
us
a little bit about you and what you do there for them.
Okay, well, I am the marketing team leader, and we've been there. We're just coming up on our second birthday, which is happening June 19th. We're so excited. 2 years we've been here, and we are doing so well. The community has just warmed up to us. They've welcomed us. We have an amazing team of 200 team members that are just loving it, loving being here. The collection has just grown by leaps and bounds. I mean, the store has had success far beyond what anybody ever hoped for. So
I'm so happy.
When you start something new like that and bringing it out to this location, to see it be so successful and welcomed in the community.
It really is. And, you know, the first time when we started, we had the second highest group turnout for the opening day, because I guess it had been anticipated since 2008. So, you know, once people got past that, well, it's about time, they were really happy that we were here. So, it's just been a glorious adventure. I've been with the company for 7 years now, and this is by far my favorite store. And everybody that walks in just goes, my gosh, the energy here is so great. And, you know, so the building helps, and the energy of the team members, everybody's happy to be here, you know, and it's just wonderful. And we're excited to be involved with the festival.
I know. Yeah. So tell us about the VIP lounge. What we're going to expect. And
one or two items that you'll be serving.
There you go.
Okay. So this is our third year. We were in it the first year, even before we opened the store. And I was so excited to partner with Angela. Didn't know what to expect. Had never been there. But I was just like blown away at the people that were there and being in the VIP lounge. This year, we are doing something a little bit different. We're changing it up. We're going to feature Mediterranean food.
Love Mediterranean food.
And it's going to go. We are with Zacha Mesa. They are a vendor that we sell. So we're real excited. They will be at our booth pouring. And so we're going to have couscous, tabbouleh, dolmas, salads with feta cheese. You know, everything that you can think of.
I'm so hungry right now.
We'll have bread that you can dip in olive oil and just yummy stuff. Yeah.
Do you think you'll have falafel?
I don't know.
You don't know the whole thing.
Let me look.
That's all right. I love falafel.
We have to have some surprises.
Absolutely.
Now, if they don't want to do the VIP, talk to us about the regular, event.
Okay.
That's $50 right now, correct? If they get it early.
Yes.
And then it goes to $75, correct?
Oh, no, $60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The general admission area is where the majority of our wineries are. And it's unlimited tastes of wine and beer. We have 30 breweries pouring. And we have craft vendors, silent auction, the boat rides, live entertainment from the bandstand. There's two bands, Captain Cardiac and the Coronaries, and Sergeant Pepper.
Very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just a really great afternoon. It's so much fun, and the lake is so beautiful, and it's relaxing, and people can bring chairs in and
spread a blanket. Oh, so they're encouraged to bring their own chairs or blankets. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Yeah,
and we have some really nice restaurants that are serving food where you can buy a snack or a meal, and it's just really a great day at the lake.
There you go. I'd love
so
it.
Fun.
Okay. So where do people go again so we can get this, make sure everybody's got it in their hands and they're able to write it down right now. Where do they go to get their tickets?
They get their tickets online at ohiwinefestival.com or Reed's Appliances on Main Street in Ventura or in Santa Barbara, or the Attitude Adjustment Shop in Ojai at the Y intersection.
I think it's worth going to the Attitude Adjustment Shop. I know. Just check it out.
I just like the name. I do. So let me ask you, again, we talked a little bit about the benefits from the proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about that.
100% of the proceeds from our fundraiser goes towards all of our Rotary projects. So the projects go to so many different things. Specifically, internationally, Rotary, I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure you have, that they are a big supporter preventing polio.
Oh.
So that a lot of the money goes to that. It goes to fighting illiteracy, helping feed the hungry, clean water drinking projects. And then additionally, locally, a lot of the money goes to educational purposes.
Angela, how long have you been is it a Rotarian? Is that what it's called?
A Rotarian?
Yeah.
A Rotarian.
I'm called an honorary member. I'm not actually a true member, but they've given me membership that way because I run their festival for them.
Oh, yeah. They should give you like the crown, right? Yeah.
So I feel very, very lucky to be a part of their club.
Wow.
And but Rotarians in general, you have to be invited in. They like to have people who are involved with the community and care about the community in particular and helping others. And the motto of Rotary is service above self. And really,
I like that a lot. Wow, that has such a great, yeah.
It's so true, though, because what we do is really to help others who can't help themselves.
Wow.
And to give as much as you can of your time and caring for others and helping organizations and schools and youngsters and seniors and just helping them out to make their lives a little bit better in the world.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for letting the Kim Pagano Show be a part of all this. We're so glad to be a part of it and to spread the word about it and really just
such a great event. It'll be a really fun day for everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I really appreciate you having us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Again, we're going to open up the phone lines at 805-419-0008. We've got a couple pairs of tickets, and that is the Ojai Wine Festival. And again, get out there. It's June 14th. Put that on your calendar. That's a Sunday, and it's from 12 to 4. Unless you get your VIP tickets, you can start at 11:30, right?
Yes.
And but you know, however you get out there, whatever you do, be a part of this. And again, it's for a great cause. Cindy, thank you so much, and thank you for being here on our show. And I can't wait to talk to you more about all the things that you guys are doing over there.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But thank you for being a VIP lounge sponsor.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks for having us, and thank you, Angela. We're real excited. I'm excited. It's a fun event.
Yeah.
It's a fun event.
That's what it's all about, you know, going out there, having fun.
Good time.
Yeah.
Enjoying our beautiful weather in California, bringing your chairs and sitting out there. It's really, really special.
And the good food and wine.
Ooh, that's right. There you go. Good food, good wine, and good people. There you go, right?
What else do you need?
I know. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Germany Kant. We're going to be talking about Are You What You Tweet? And you are listening to the Kim Pagano
Donna Show. Get your phone calls in right now to win. 419-0008. 419-0008. Also, if you have an event or a business or anything that you want the Kim Pagano Show to spread for you, we would love to hear from you. That is the number to call us, and 419-0008. Or you can always email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. We look forward to hearing with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Imagine me. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us. And I do want to remind you, from 6 to 8, and we are here. We are talking about the brighter side. And yes, everybody get out there to the annual Ojai Wine Festival. That's from 12 to 4 over at Lake Casitas, and that's June 14th. We want to see you out there. Get some tickets. And again, our phone lines are open. You can win tickets here, and that is 419-0008. 8419-0008. Also, I was out at the circus, which was out here in Ventura, but they actually have another location that's coming up, and that's Earl Warren Showgrounds, and that's June 11th through the 15th. We've got tickets for you out there. I'm telling you, I don't know what John and his wife are doing, but it's getting, it's so good.
It's a great family event, and there's so much history behind the circus, and people in the circus.
Yeah, so anyways, I got tickets for you. Call. You would love to take your family there. And so give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I know you wanted to give a shout out, and go
I
ahead.
Did. I wanted to give a shout out to MJ at Thermal Imaging of SoCal. You know, we were talking about cosmetic surgery and what you need to feel better. There's some things that are non-invasive that can really help you if you're not feeling right, you're not sure what's going on. So go see MJ at Thermal Imaging of SoCal. She can take a quick snapshot of your face, and she can kind of tell you what is going on just by your teeth, maybe what's going on in your digestion. congestion.
Yeah, you know when you wake up and you're just kind of not
don't feel right. Especially as we're getting older, we really need to listen to our bodies. There's no sense to be a hero and suffer through the pain. It makes more sense to figure out what's going on and fix it. And MJ can definitely help you do that. Non-invasive, and she can see what's going on that's making things not work properly.
There you go. In fact, you know what? Let's give one away. We always get tons of callers for this.
I love this. Give us a call at you can call MJ if you're not the lucky winner. You can call MJ at 310-463-2318 and set up an appointment to touch base with her, and give us a call if you'd like to be a lucky winner.
That's right, at 419-0008, 419-0008. And that is a winner of a facial
yeah, image
imaging. Yeah, so it's right over in Westlake. It's non-invasive. I'm telling you, if you're feeling like something's not right in your body, she'll be able to figure it out for you. She's amazing.
She really is. It's amazing how much your mouth can tell about you, and that the scan, the image scan really does look at that.
There you go. All right, with that, our next guest, Germaine Kant, is with us here, and we're going to be talking about her book, You Are What You Tweet. Germaine, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim.
How are you? Thank you so much.
I am doing great. It's a sunny Southern California day.
Thank you. So what influenced you to become a social media expert?
I went through a process of finding myself, and one of the things that I was allowed to do on Twitter was actually use my voice, balance my thoughts, and focus on my message. And, you know, I think enough people don't realize that you have the power to get your message out there, and whether it's connected to your brand or just your personal insight, it allows other people to connect with you, and that's the way I started. You know, it just started as a fun kind of, okay, I'm bored, but I took it from the I'm bored to I don't want to seem like I'm boring, and so I need to convey messages that can either inspire, enlighten, motivate, or uplift other people.
Well, okay, let's start with who's tweeting. I know I don't tweet, so my natural instinct is to think people my age don't tweet, but figure they do. So who's tweeting, and what are they tweeting about?
Everybody is tweeting about something. It does not discriminate on any age bracket. You know, I have followers that are probably in their 80s, 90s, and then I have some that, you know, are as young as 16. I know one fellow from Florida is 16 years old, and, you know, I'm wondering, okay, how is he getting on Twitter? Because I think he's supposed to be 18 to create the account. But definitely, you know, with the right Twitter profile, the right strategy, the right creative flow, the right attitude, and a mastery of your platform, you can be a lot healthier and happier and have a much better mindset being on Twitter. So if
really?
You're not on Twitter.
That's funny. So let me ask you a question. Is there
what you think is important?
Yeah, Germaine, is there a limit of people that you can have, though?
To follow you or that you follow?
Yes, or
absolutely not.
How do you get past that? Because there was a time that I said I thought it was like 2,000.
2,000 people you can follow or that can follow you?
I'm not sure.
It's unlimited.
Okay. Well, they do say celebrities will start tweeting, and within 5 minutes they'll have 5,000 followers.
Oh, yeah. You know, it just depends on how popular you are. I think Barack Obama just opened an account.
That's right. They finally let him.
And within 5 hours, he had over 1 million followers, and he was the second person to do that right after Robert Downing Jr. did it. When he
yeah, I remember account. That.
Yeah, so it just depends on, you know, how popular
okay,
you are.
Okay, so what is the best way to get followers? Let's just start there.
You know, the best way, I think, honestly, is just to begin to advocate for what you think is important. You know, provide insight, introduce new ideas, build your community in a way that's engaging in conversations that influence you or some kind of way inspire you. You know, what is it that makes you you? Or in political correct term, I guess, what makes you tick? You know, what do you have a knack for? And once you begin to put your real self out there, just be who you are, other people will take notice. And then guess what? It's a lot of people out there who are just like you, and they want to connect with other people who share their same insight, who have their same views, whether those views are religious views, political views, you know, something about your career. It's your outlook on life, and that will determine your outcome on Twitter. And let me tell you something. Positivity goes a long way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I mean, because I always get people like, you know, there's seven more people that are following you. Do you have to, or should I be saying thank you for the follow? I mean, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, it's so funny. My husband does that. He thanks everybody that follows him. I don't slow down long enough to do it. I am so grateful for my followers, for everybody who tunes in to share in what I'm talking about. I appreciate it. I value you. Hello, 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 hello.
Yeah.
I value you so much. But I think, you know, if you get into that as a habit, then that becomes your message. And not to say that he shouldn't do it. I just think you should work in your own personality. And if that's not who you are, don't try to be somebody else. You know, an interesting byproduct of our preference for transparency is that we like people who seem real, especially on social media. So give your tweets a sense of your own personality, your own humor. You know, include things that you are inspired about and have your own voice. Like, that's the biggest thing I tell my clients. Just make sure it's your opinion, you know, that you're not being influenced by the norm of what's going on out there. And I always tell everyone who talks to me about their social media experience to look at the topics, Kim, that are trending, either on the left or the right side of the screen. When you go onto Twitter, there are trending topics. And force yourself to have an opinion about what's going on in our world, you know, whether it's the train crash that just happened, or, you know, the earthquakes that have been happening, or, you know, whatever it is that's going on, how do you feel about it? And that's your first step to really start to gain followers, because what you can do, if you find a topic in those trending topics that you want to engage in the conversation, you can use a hashtag. And for those who don't know what the hashtag is, it's when you use the pound sign with no spaces, and then you type a word or group of words after that. And you can use these hashtags after your message or within your message, and these words allow you to connect with others on Twitter who may also be fond of that same subject or may have an argument about it. And so you're really missing out if you're not engaging in those topics that are going on. And you're forced to look at it because it's there. When you log on,
so
it's
Germany,
always on the left or the right side.
What can you tell all of our younger listeners or the parents of younger listeners about tweeting, the good part of it and the dangerous part of social media? Because we know there is, unfortunately, a negative side to some social media with kids.
Absolutely. You know, social media can be incredibly useful or seriously harmful. And that's the reason why I wrote the book, You Are What Tweet, because I have known people to lose out on job opportunities, on scholarships, because they did not watch what they put out there for social media. That's your brand. That's who you are. That's how people view you. And, you know, most of the experts I deal with will say that the social power of Twitter isn't about who you already know. It's about who you can meet. And so you always have to kind of keep that in the back of your mind, that this is a whole new population that I'm able to network with. And that's the biggest thing I think about Twitter. You know, if you're not posting a minimum of 3 tweets per day, you're losing out on an incomparable marketing machine. And for parents and students alike, it's a great marketing tool. You know, if you're smart, you would use it as a way to link your website, your blog, your podcast, your About Me, your LinkedIn, your IMDb. Whatever your other links are, you can include those right on your Twitter profile, which is where it all begins, by the way. So you want to make sure that, you know, for your student, for your child, that they have something that's appropriate for the social media blog sphere in their profile, that it's not something that's offensive. And also for parents, you know, you can use it.
When we come back, Germany, let's finish this conversation, and also let's talk about what happens if you don't engage in social media and maybe the negative effects that can have if you're not part of what's going on.
Absolutely.
Germany, can you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break from our advertisers and sponsors. Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We are here from 6 to 8. We're talking with Germany Kent. You Are What You Tweet is the name of her book. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to open up our phone lines for Rubicon Theater. Company presents other desert cities. We've got tickets for you. Call us right now, 419-0008. 419-0008 is our number. Leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members get back with you. That is going right now from now to June 21st. So we would love you to visit that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
The Rome Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer.
Hello and good morning, everybody. I'm so glad we're back.
And, of course, Tom. And I do want to remind everybody that we have a different number than the other shows, and we would love to hear from you. And the phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to give something away. How about Mission Oaks Cafe? And we've got a gift certificate for you. They have really upped their...
They have great food.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, they've changed their menu, and they've got taquito... or Tuesdays, and I'm telling you, all their food is amazing there. So Tamale Tuesday, thank you.
Tamale Tuesday.
There, well, she's got everything over there. But anyways, go and check them out. And that is Mission Oaks Cafe over in Camarillo. They've got an amazing bar there, and just all their food is really, really good. They're just getting, it's almost kind of, you know, farm to table, and it's really good. So I just can't tell you enough about them. Anyways, check them out on our newsletter. If you don't get our newsletter, call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And that is also the number to win. And so call in right now for your gift certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe. All right, we're talking with Germany Kant, and we're talking about, Germany, is this your first book?
This is my 10th.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. So what are you? Wow. So what other books, what are your other books about?
My other books are about powerful, inspirational, hopeful tweets that encourage, motivate, and speak to your spirit. And so it's a series of hope handbooks. And the original hope handbook is the Amazon number one bestseller. So I'm pretty excited about the momentum that I've had with the books. And you know, people want to hear, you know, about how they can increase their authority on social media, and I'm here to help. You know, I want everyone to get to a place where they're free and where they feel like they've arrived, because I think, you know, when you have that inner peace, it just helps you, and then it helps those around you, and in turn, it helps our world.
Right. Now, let me ask you, is there an etiquette to the do's and don'ts on Twitter?
Absolutely.
So we kind of talked about that of, you know, so so are you being rude because you're not answering your people back, but your husband is, right? I mean, is that even a rule?
No. You know, I answer them back. I just don't do it publicly. I use my direct messaging all the time, and I'll write little notes to people, and I'll say, you know, thank you. That was such a kind note that you left. Or, you know, I appreciate you saying this or whatever. Whatever it was, the gesture that they did, I will write people behind the scenes. And I used to be a director of human resources for Starwood Hotels. And I found as a manager, it's better to praise people in private if you don't have one that you can say for everybody, because everybody has a sign that says, notice me, make me feel special, you know, make me feel important. And if you single people out, it makes the other people, you know, feel left out. And I have over 100,000 followers on my intermittent site, and I don't want to alienate.
So Germany, let me ask you, what about kids who are just graduating from college, or any of us who are looking to get in the workforce or brand ourselves in some way, and if we're not on social media? Are we like definitely putting ourselves more at the bottom of the list because we're not participating and people can't look at that? What do you think about that?
Oh, Kim, it works in both ways. You know, when it comes to personal branding, I think your social media profiles convey your story. And of all the social media outlets, my personal opinion is Twitter allows you to really build your brand because it extends the reach of your words. It's your voice. It's what you want to say. You have to think of your tweets as personal PR. You know, I always tell my clients that your brand message starts with your profile. It's your picture. It's your background image, your tagline. All your messages are important, mainly for two reasons. Tweeters usually see your profile picture and then the tweet that they scroll down their Twitter timeline. They can tell who you are. They get a sense of who you are just by looking at your picture. You know,
I have to say that's kind of scary. I feel like it's a tattoo. Once
it
you
is.
Do it,
no,
you can't go back.
It can be overwhelming. And, you know, it's one of those things that you have to realize that you always have a social responsibility when it comes to your brand and the things that you say on social media. And if you're always conscious of that, you make much better decisions when it comes to the relevance of what you want to convey and the things that you decide to engage in on Twitter.
So,
once
Germany,
you post a message, it's out there.
That's what scares me.
So I just went on Twitter right now. And in fact, you know what? Let's just have fun here. If any of my listeners are on Twitter right now, go and, you know what? Tweet me right now and let me know that you're here. And, you know, we'll give something away. How about that?
Oh, I love when we do this.
You
know,
I mean,
contests on Twitter work great. You know, I've had clients to tell me that they've done giveaways and they say, oh, it just built my Twitter so good. I'm just glad that I tried that.
Yeah.
I tell people to try something new. You know, I just think, and I wrote this in my book, that your purpose should always be to educate, entertain, or evoke emotion. And what better way to evoke emotion than to say, hey, I'm going to give you something.
Yeah, we've got, how about this? Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. That's coming up. We've got tickets. That's June 7th. And then we've got tickets June 14th to the 29th Annual Ojai Wine Festival. Tweet us right now on Kim Pagano's show. I want to hear from all of our listeners out there. And you know what? Just tell us you're listening.
Yeah. You know what you just did?
Tell me.
You just created your own opportunity.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
Okay.
Look at you.
I love it. I love it.
Well, perfect. Now, question. Okay. I've got my Twitter open right now. Timelines. What does that mean?
Your timeline, that's where everything is visible to everyone else. It's all the messages that you have posted within probably the last 30 days. It does go off after a period of time, depending on how many tweets you post daily. It will fall off. Those tweets will fall off. But usually you can go back on someone's timeline within a 30-day period and see everything that they posted, everything that they've retweeted. Okay. It's there.
Okay, so now what about notifications? It says that, you know, 20 people followed you today.
Mm-hmm. Don't let that be overwhelming. That's just giving you an update, like an office memo. Hey, you know, we've had this many sales this week. That's all it is. It's not anything to be, you know, overly, you know, you just don't let it intimidate you. That's the biggest thing I always tell people. You know, just get in there and go with the flow and don't allow it be something that overwhelms you. It's supposed to be fun.
Okay. And now what about our messages? Are those really like, is it like a message on Facebook?
When you have a message from someone?
Yes.
Like the direct message?
It under your Twitter, it says messages.
Under your Twitter, it says messages. And these are messages from other individuals who have messaged you?
Correct.
Yes, it's just like Facebook.
Okay. Exactly. And then you like go Facebook. To me, and that's just what I've only put on there? Or
that's right. That's everything that you have put out there, your posts, and also your retweets are going to be reflected on your timeline. And let me tell you this. Sometimes what you retweet speaks louder than what you tweet. And I always tell people that. You have to be really mindful of the things that you retweet because it's going to be on your timeline. So if it does not reflect, yes, if it does not reflect you, your values, and your brand, what you're trying to put out there, it's a visual message, and people are watching. So make sure it's consistent with the message that you are trying to convey. That is so important.
To really understand what you're retweeting. I've even seen that with my own kids. They don't tweet, but if they copy something from Instagram and repost it, to know what, to understand what you're reposting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so important because you are tweeting that. It's like you're saying, I approve of this message. You know, at every political campaign, usually the candidate will come on and they'll say, you know, I'm such and such, and I approve this message. You know,
that's
the same thing. You're putting your stamp on it. So if you retweet something on Twitter, you're saying, hey, my name is Kim, and I approve this message.
Okay, and is that basically when you're favoring it, correct?
No, that's when you retweet.
Oh, but what about you favorite?
Your favorites are not visible on your timeline.
Oh, those are private?
Well, they're not private. If they go to the other person's timeline, then a person can select it and they can see everyone who favored that particular message. And your name will come up. Your little picture will be in a box. But your retweet will not be on their timeline. It will just reflect.
Okay, so let me just, for my listeners, because I got a couple texts of people asking. Okay, so there's the one little arrow that is under somebody that text or tweeted me. And then there is the one that is the two arrows. That's retweeting, correct?
That's correct.
But now the one arrow is when you write your own tweet.
That's right.
Connected reply. With their name, correct?
That's right. Reply. It's a reply mention.
Okay. So which one's better to do?
Either or.
Okay.
One is not greater than the other. But I will tell you this. If you do directly to the person at, if you start your sentence at Germany Kent, then it will not be on your timeline. It will reach Germany Kent, but it will not be on your timeline. It will be a direct private message to her.
Oh.
But if you say hi at Germany Kent, then it will be on your timeline. If you put a word before, but if you do the at, it's saying this is a private conversation between Kim and Germany.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense there. That's something great that you just taught us. Okay.
Well, you know, and let me just throw this in there. It's so much easier to connect with people on Twitter who are relevant to your message, like people who engage in the same types of messages that you enjoy, because it's important to have a lack of direction and stay focused. You know, we don't have a lot of time to be on Twitter, you know, all day, every day. And so if you could really hone your craft and stay focused and really concentrate on those things that are important to you, it just makes it so much of a more positive social media experience.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. Where do we find your book?
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and whatyoutweet.com.
What you tweet. Whoa, okay. I like that. You know, leave us with one tip that could really, you know, when you get, I don't know, I'm sure everybody gets this, where they get an email and they're like, you would probably like these 10 people. What do you do with those?
I'm sorry, say again?
Well, a lot of times you'll get an email saying, you know, this is part of your Twitter. These, you probably have this in common with them. Do you get that?
No. What's your question?
Like to follow people. Add your, you know.
Oh, who to follow?
Yes.
Hmm.
Should you be following those people that they give you, that they, you know, kind of help you, tell you about?
They do suggested friends,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Suggested friends and things like that.
It's tough. And I'm going to tell you why I say it's tough.
Why?
You really want a diverse group of people in your network. It's like being on LinkedIn. You know, you want to be LinkedIn with some of the people in different categories. So if you ever, you know, want to bounce ideas off someone or you want to connect with someone, it's good to have.
So you could have a lot of, okay,
yeah,
okay.
And if you keep it with just a certain type of people for your followers, it just makes it, for the people that you follow, it just makes it difficult.
Okay.
To really,
Germany, do you talk about LinkedIn also?
I do not. I am on LinkedIn, and I like LinkedIn. LinkedIn is my second favorite site, and it's growing. And let me tell you a secret while we're talking about LinkedIn. You would be surprised how many people I get wanting to connect with me on LinkedIn. They'll say, hi, we follow each other on Twitter. Can we connect on LinkedIn? So there is power in Twitter.
Wow.
There's power in growing your network because other people who are on that site might want to connect with you on another social professional site.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us here. And where do we find your book, Germany?
WhatYouTweet.com.
There you go. All right. Well,
and
thank you so much for being a guest
here. Be
positive
and stay happy. Don't let the negativity of the world get you down.
There you go. All right, Germany Kant. We are, Tom, are we at the end of our show? Wow, that went fast.
We just have about 5 minutes left.
Ah, okay. So what do you have going on this weekend, Jennifer?
I actually have their very first, like, slow kind of weekend. We're done with sports and all that. So we're heading to the beach. We're going to enjoy the surf and the sun and be together as a family.
There you go. We are actually, I'm going to be going to the Rubicon tonight. And you know what? Let's give another pair of tickets really quick
away. I love
away.
The Rubicon.
Yeah.
That's my favorite theater.
Yeah.
I love the Rubicon.
And that number 419-0008, 419-0008. And that is Other Desert Cities. It's going to be a good show.
And I can't help me think of sort of the mid-century Mad Men decor, which I love.
Yeah, there you go. Also, we are actually going to be going to a dinghy poker on our boat. And I think we're going to be like going around to all the different boats and then you play poker on there. So
oh,
it should be
fun.
I
so
know.
You go in your dinghy and you go from boat to boat. Oh,
yeah, we've been having a lot of fun on our little dinghy.
I love that.
So, anyways, I do want to remind everybody that Valerie Heath will be joining us from Heaven and Earth on our 2 o'clock show, Earth Oasis. And she's going to be telling us about the upcoming Energize the Vets. It's a fundraiser luncheon. And also Jody Belsher is going to be talking about her film, The Other Side of Cannabis. And so, again, please join us from 2 to 3. I want to remind you of our newsletter that goes out every week. When you're talking to any of our team, or just call up right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Is a number. You can let us know if you are interested in having us spread the word about your business or anything that you've got going on, an event that you want us to be a part of. We'd love to hear from you. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We were just talking about that. But not only that, is download on all of your phones, your smartphones, our podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show, because it's so funny. I've been doing so many clients from our show now, and I just want to do a shout out. I just did an amazing makeover on Nancy. Oh my gosh, so fun to work with. She looked fabulous.
We were talking
about
that. Yeah. She's beautiful.
Very natural. She had kind of let her gray grow out, and I put some blonde and some brown back into
I
it.
Bet that looked
beautiful. Oh my God, she looked hot. Nancy, you looked hot. Thank you so much for coming into the salon and letting me do that for you. But you know what? Not only that, is these are all ways that you can hear our show. So when they've been coming in, I'm like, you know, you can hear my show right on your phone. So all you do is go to the little purple icon on there, and it says My Podcast, and then you just download us
and
right there.
And then you can take The Kim Pagano Show wherever you go.
There you go. Well, anyways, Jennifer, I wish you a happy weekend. Tom, same to you. And all our listeners out there, you know, really just be in awe about who you are and have a really great weekend. We've got a nice weekend ahead of us. So with that, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. The past is a place of reference, not a place of residence. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
It's time to celebrate. Set sail with The Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan Registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.